And Garda Síochána are launching a national operation. It'll run tomorrow and on Friday, and it's directed against the use of mobile phones, which they say is becoming an increasingly worrying issue in terms of safety on the roads. Now, to be clear about this, because I've been speaking to Assistant Commissioner John Toomey about the operation and its purposes, this isn't about speaking on a mobile phone or using those earphones you see many drivers have, or even about listening to a text from a voice-activated phone. Those things are not ideal, but they are legal. It's about using your hands. So when John Toomey came in to me earlier, I asked the Assistant Garda Commissioner, what exactly is, if anything, legal in terms of using your hands and your mobile phone?
Well, our simple answer to that question is no. And notwithstanding the legal answer to that question, the risk and the dangers posed by holding or using a mobile phone while you're driving are such that you put yourself and other road users at risk. The research tells us that there's a fourfold increase in the likelihood of being involved in a collision when you're using or holding a mobile phone.
This operation that the Gardaí are mounting, the purpose of it is what?
Well, I suppose the purpose of the initiative is twofold. One, it's to educate our road users and to raise the awareness of the dangers and the risks posed by using a mobile phone. Unfortunately, mobile phone use while driving is a growing challenge to An Garda Síochána, and it's now the second highest offence that has been detected.
The highest being?
Speeding. The second highest being mobile phone, with 28,000 people receiving a notice in 2013. In the first quarter of 2014, 10,000 people have received a notice, which is a 60% increase.
And when you say a notice, you mean what exactly? Penalty points?
Penalty points and a fixed charge, of €60.
Now, what exactly will you be doing with people that you spot tomorrow and Friday?
Well, we will be enforcing the Road Traffic Act. And people who are detected driving while using a mobile phone will receive a fixed charge notice. We will also be availing of the opportunity where we will have a number of our personnel highly visible, overt, to again raise the awareness of the challenge and the issue. We're trying to get people to stop using a mobile phone because of the dangers and the risk posed when you do use it. We don't want to be issuing fixed charge notice. We want people to stop using it. And our message is, there is no call or no text that is that important that you should put your own life or the life of other road users at risk. We see it every day as we go around the road. We see people walking along our footpaths and losing their bearings as to where they are, and they're walking out onto the road. The risks and the dangers are there for everybody to see. We need to become aware, and we need to address this and be more responsible.
How far does that go? If, for example, you're expecting an important call, either personal or work-related or whatever, and you just answer it and say, I'm on the road, I'll pull in a minute. Is that okay with you?
No. No call is that important that you put your own life and the life of other road users at risk. It can wait. Being involved in a collision can have fatal consequences, and it's not worth the risk. Simply put the phone away.
Now, that's an operation that the Gardaí are mounting tomorrow and Friday. You've had an operation, in fact, two together in relation to drink driving over the weekend. How did they go?
Well, they went very well in many respects, but what is quite disturbing about the Easter Bank Holiday campaign is that 153 people were arrested for drink driving, despite the pre-advertisement, despite An Garda Síochána raising the awareness and informing people that we would be out there enforcing the regulations. 153 people were arrested. 26 of those were arrested on Good Friday, on a day when the vast majority of licensed premises are closed.
Tell me about this other operation, which is focused on specific areas.
Yes, it's what we call Operation Surround, and we focused on 10 rural towns and two areas within Dublin City, and we had a high profile, overt, random breath testing checkpoint.
Again, and this is where the Gardaí were very visible. In other words, anyone going for a drink in those areas while this operation was going on would have known the Gardaí were out and targeting drink driving.
Yes, and indeed we advertised it in advance to let people know that we would be doing it. While we didn't give them the specific locations, we did say that we would be out there targeting particular areas. And again, in that hour, between 12:30 a.m. and 1:30 a.m, 9 people were arrested.
From which, for?
For drink driving.
Having been breathalysed and so on.
Yes.
From which you draw what conclusion?
Some people don't listen to the messages. And I suppose, you know, I'm asking all of your listeners here this morning to be aware of the dangers and the risks that we pose. And we will be out there enforcing the Road Traffic Act, and we will continue to work tirelessly to improve road safety.
And that's Assistant Garda Commissioner John Toomey of the National Traffic Bureau speaking to me earlier.